good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Monday Night America here on NDB Media. I'm your host, Roger Noriega. Thank you for joining me, and looking forward to a wonderful evening. Thanks for staying up and spending the evening with me. We're going to be on for about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. We're going to see. Weather is beautiful. It's 69 degrees out here in Pomona, California. It's not too bad. A little saddened, only because over the weekend, Father's Day weekend, coyotes showed up and they took one of our furry little creatures. Well, took most of it. They left some of it, so we were able to identify it. And I don't know. There's some young ones that are growing up, but one that's kind of like not tiny, small, but not overly little either. And I don't know what's happening. It's going to be leaving us any time in the next few hours. I doubt it would be alive in the morning. Disappointed, very saddened by it, but hey, you know, I know it is nature, and it's just a little sad. So I do apologize, but I am a bit down. You guys know the whole story. You know what a cat did, came into my life, one of the darkest moments of my life, and I will forever be loyal to them, and that's my problem. I feed them. I know I shouldn't, but I do. So, anyway, I do apologize. I'm a tad sad. So, we're going to go ahead and move on. Today is January 17th. Yeah, I know. What a downer. But it is on my mind, so I do apologize for my immaturity right now. You know what? I forgot to send myself an email. Way to go, blockhead. Smooth move. X-lax. Yeah, I messed up. What a shock. All right, well, maybe we'll talk about some of that stuff next week. That's embarrassing. But anyway, folks, I want to get some things straight up. Look, if I had a science, it would genuinely be geology. There's no doubt about it. I love me some rocks, and I love the whole study, historical aspect of it. I am a man of science. I'm also a man of faith. I believe, in my Judeo-Christian heritage, but I also believe in science fact. I do believe that climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it, is not a hoax. Fact. It's done. Folks, when you have the United States military preparing for the eventuality of what's going to happen, it's obvious. You can deny all you want. And I know I just lost probably one person in my audience. It's a done deal. Look, I'm sorry that you don't believe. Read up on it. Do your own homework. Don't listen to these fools that are just commenting on all the major media networks. Do it. And I suppose that's why I have, and I am confident in Earth giving us problems right now, and it's reacting to what we're doing. So that's fine. I do believe we landed on the moon. I do believe we took out Osama bin Laden. 9/11 was not an inside job. Very simple. Human nature, folks. Human nature. If it was an inside job, they would have spoken about it already. Someone would have spoken. Get over yourselves. Believing that you know the answer, that's that little kid that lives in mama's basement, doesn't have any friends. You know, the apron stringers, as we call them on our sports program. Sorry. I feel for you. I really do. And I'm saddened. one reason why I generally left. I didn't realize this was going to become a lecture. But I guess I'm in the mode. I'm in the mood. I'm a bit ornery because someone's going to be leaving us. So I don't have time to waste. Even though I act like it from time to time, but I don't. I have 1,746 days left before I leave my regular job. I'm challenging myself. I have to do this. I never was a corporate guy, and I didn't want to play the game. Hence, I am where I am, and so be it. Besides, it's a lot more fun and creative. A lot more problems. Yes, indeed it was. When it comes down to it, yeah. What does Patton say in the beginning of the movie? You're going to be able to thank me. Because long in the future, when you have your grandson on your knee and you're sitting by the fireside, your son's going to ask you, or your grandson's going to say, "Hey, Grandpa, what did you do in the great WW2? You won't have to say, "I sure old shit." You know what to do. That's what he says. And I believe the same thing. Guys, it doesn't matter whether you believe or don't believe in it. It is still the right thing to do. I find it incredible how much plastic. Folks, this alone, we're eventually not going to have enough room. This stuff does not degrade. Plastic is showing up in beaches around the world. It's showing up in our food. It's unbelievable. We're going to drown ourselves, if not already, in plastic. I die laughing at the idiocy of people at markets purchasing 32, 64, whatever bottles of water. I was doing the same thing for a short while when I was driving over in Lyft. I'm done with that. I don't offer any water anymore. I don't offer gum. Don't offer anything. Taxis don't do it. I don't do it. I did it. It was nice. Customers are pigs. They're pigs. So I just don't do it anymore. But much to my unhappiness, I'm probably going to start driving again this weekend. So who knows? Maybe I'll start doing some YouTube stuff on that channel. But I'm not doing it on Facebook anymore. I've worked through it. I really don't go to Facebook anymore. I just grew tired of the drama. Was it the jealousy? Actually, yeah. I was jealous of all the people that I had around me. Their bliss, their ignorance was just trying, and I had to get out. And I did. So I'm done. I've gone to Facebook twice in the last month, and that was to post at Jedi.tax and at the NDB media page. That's it. I love it. I love it. Love it so. So, and that was what Patton said as well. But anyway, I know, you know, some of you guys know what I do. Some of you guys don't know what I do. And I just decided to, you know, leave that out there. Hey, yeah, I programmed this for 15 minutes? No way. 30 minutes. Make that change. That's funny. I wonder if some of our hosts are actually screwing with me. They want to do something after this. That would be funny. But, yeah. I still do a sports program, folks, every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, even though this past weekend it was a 5 a.m. I had to work overtime, so I had to be there at 8. Program ends at 8, so I actually ended at 7 this time. Or a bit before, but first time ever went at 5. That was early. During the summer, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't as hot. But this Saturday, we'll be on NDB Media, too. Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. A lot to talk about. But anyway, today in history, I think I already told you the weather, right? It's really kind of nice. It's only 69 degrees right now. It's a bit warmer, but it's okay. Speaking of some of the weather stuff, don't know if you know about this, but divers collected 3,200 pounds of fishing gear. 633 divers set a world record cleaning seafloor off Deerfield Beach in Florida. Wow. They collected 3,200 pounds of fishing gear and more than 9,000 pieces. Oops. Hit it when they start up with a commercial. Sorry about that. Anyway. A lot of stuff, man. 9,000 pieces of marine debris. Saturday's dive exceeded the previous record of 614 set in 2015. That's crazy. That's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff is making it out to sea. But anyway, that's just one of those things that come up. Back in 1885, Statue of Liberty arrives in New York Harbor. Today is the day, back in 1885, the dismantled Statue of Liberty, a gift of friendship from the people of France to the people of America. After being shipped across the Atlantic in 350 individual pieces packed in more than 200 cases, the copper and iron statue, which was reassembled and dedicated the following year in a ceremony presented over by U.S. President Grover Cleveland, became known around the world as an enduring symbol of freedom and democracy. It's really cool. The statue alone cost the French an estimated 250,000 francs, more than 5.5 million in today's money. That's crazy. Wow. Today in history? Wow. In 1940, France surrendered to the Germans. With Paris fallen and German Congress of France reaching its conclusion, Marshal Henri Pétain replaces Paul Reynaud as prime minister and announces his intention to sign an armistice with the Nazis. The next day, French General Charles de Gaulle, not very well known, decided to lead the Free French. Yep, we know the rest of that. In 1972, wow, today is the day the Watergate burglars were busted. Excellent English, though. They were arrested, not busted, but whatever. In 1579, Drake claimed England for California, or California for England. Whoa, I'm slightly dyslexic tonight. Back in 1994, O.J. Simpson leads the L.A. police in the low-speed chase. I spoke to my supervisor today, and it was kind of amusing because we were remembering that. And here we go. This is really annoying. Forgive me. I have to kill the volume because I have it where I don't have background noise. But, you know, these idiots, they love to just make noise. In 1917, the Portuguese army sees first action in Flanders. 1972, Vietnam War. This is interesting. The Watergate burglars were arrested, but it's related to the Vietnam War. But anyway, in 1969, the North Vietnamese reoccupy Biha Mountain. In 1954, Marciano beats Charles in sports. FDR Secretary of War stifles Truman's inquiry into a suspicious defense plan in 43. In 1876, Indians hammered U.S. soldiers in the Battle of Rosebud. Not related to the movie, of course, Rosebud, but Rosebud. In 1989, New Kids on the Block, Land of the Top of the Pops. Oh, my God, I remember that. In 2008, Sid Charisse dies. Yeah. 1958, bridge collapses, killing workers. In Vancouver, Western Canada. Wow. In 1953, in the Cold War, Soviets crush anti-government riots in East Berlin. Union Colonel Strong Vincent is born in 1837. 1775, the Battle of Bunker Hill begins. Wow. In 1940, British and Allied troops continue the evacuation of France as Churchill reassures his countrymen. I wonder if this was "We Will Fight Him on the Beaches" speech? Was that the one? No, I think that was a little bit later. That was right after Dunkirk. You know, there's a recording of that. We have to play it one of these days. I don't know when I'll get around to it, but we'll see. I want to welcome everyone listening both live and in the archive. Thanks for joining us. I do appreciate that. I'm just disappointed that I don't have all my notes for today. That's my fault. I really thought I was ready to go. I get over to the office and, bonehead. Freaking bonehead. That's, it's beyond embarrassing. Oh, wait, did I transfer it over to... Uh-oh, wait a minute. Did I? No, you're stupid. Today's sheet on my OneNote page is just blanko. Way to go, Raj. Smooth move. I know I want to do the Battle of Midway soon, but I'm working on adding sound effects. They have to bear with me. So I really want to get them to do my first audio play. But anyway, President Donald Trump undercut his own deep state FBI conspiracy theory. I know you guys didn't get it, but there was an interview with George Stephanopoulos that aired on Sunday, and he undercut his own conspiracy theory. Because, you know, he's been pushing the theory of how the Obama-era FBI leadership reportedly conspired to keep him from winning the 2016 election. He believes it. Believes the FBI was out to get him. And, you know, of course, President Trump demeaned the FBI brass as lowlifes, claimed that the entire investigation into Russian interference and his campaign role, it was a setup that President Barack Obama must have known about and referenced an August 2016 text message in which then FBI agent Peter Strzok mentioned an insurance policy. And of course, Stephanopoulos asked him a rather innocuous question. If they were determined to prevent you from becoming president, why didn't they leak it beforehand? Well, in a moment of candor or inherent lack thereof, I prefer the latter one, as opposed to the former, he just said, you know what? You'd have to ask them. And you know what? Had that gone out before the election, I don't think I would have had enough time to defend myself. Dude, come on. You shot down your own defense. Way to go, dude. Way to go. But, you know, both sides of the media on this issue are misleading at best. And they're just, they're trying to whip up their audiences. That's what they're catered to, and that's what we've come to, because if you listen to what is going on, there's a whole lot of nothing going on, and it's disappointing. And we're losing control. We, the populace, our nation is, for a select few, there's a chance for us to get us back, and we have to fight for it, but that'll be for another day. But yeah, this whole thing of his deep state conspiracy, he himself debunked it. Wow. Common sense. They got him at a moment where he might have actually been thinking, and he answered it as simply as he could, and that was it. Wow. There's no deep state. Hasn't happened. FEMA never came. HAARP, well, what is HAARP up there in Alaska? I'd like to know myself. But they're not warming up the planet, fools, because now the president is in charge, he controls HAARP. He controls everything. So we're the FEMA camps, folks. I do admit that having President Obama in office for 8 years was wonderful for the gun manufacturers and ammo manufacturers, because the scare tactic was Obama's coming to take your guns away. Now, what happened? Not even once. But that's okay. I suppose the common sense is eluding most people. That's why I don't want to stay on Facebook anymore. There is none there. And hey, it is what it is. I suppose it's no different than when you're walking down the street and you see people talking about the end of the world and people who don't have every marble in their head and they're just muttering stuff. Like what I might be doing right now. But I'm agitated beyond belief. I just am all just completely agitated. Only because I don't have my notes with me. That means I'm woefully unprepared. I was looking forward to tonight as well. Damn it. Oh, well. I just don't have my stuff with me right now. Again, much to my sadness. But oh well. I'm not going to take your time any much more because I know and I do appreciate the commitment that you guys have. But check out other programs. Of course, we have programs on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and on Sunday. A lot of stuff going on here on the NDB Media Network. You can head on over to ndbmedia.net. I'm updating that one as well with program information. So just stay tuned as to what's going on. If you have anything you want to talk about, by all means. You want to talk about the lunar landing hoax? It's not a hoax. We are there. There's a mirror up there that we fire a laser at. It comes back and we can measure. I understand how lasers work. I get it. And when we fire it up and it comes back and we can measure the distance it takes or the time. Oh, man. Whew, just got jumped out of physics. The time it takes for it to come back. Well, it's a very shiny rock, or we left the mirror up there. I prefer the latter one as well. I believe I'm against the DH. I just believe that baseball no longer, we don't have leagues anymore. We don't. The umpires, there were American, there was national. Now that we have interleague, which is all the time, it's not a select time of the year, it's all the time. The American League has 16 teams, the National League has 14 teams. And we're imbalanced. By that alone, there's always an interleague game going on. So interleague is not what it was sold to us at first. There are no American and National. But one team having a DH and the other one not, it's clear that the team that has the DH is stronger. Because they have usually, and I am generalizing, a bigger bat in the lineup, a better hitter. National League teams do not have a big bat, heavy hitter sitting on the bench, ready to go when a game is where they can play the DH. The American League is at a clear advantage, and it's going to remain as such until they resolve it. It looks like Major League Baseball is going to go to DH on both, which I find sad. It should keep the pitcher batting. There are a lot of people that still watch the game for the strategy. I do not like that there are 8 pitchers in the bullpen. It's stupid. You need to have these pitchers throw more often. Tommy John interviewed on this channel by the Tri-State Sports guys. He himself said, pitch more. You've got to throw more. Look at what the Atlanta Braves were in the 1990s. They had a clear throwing regimen, and those guys didn't get hurt. Anyway, that might be the end of my rant for today. Mixed in a lot of stuff. I did see Endgame, and I did see the other games. I saw Captain America, of course. I mean, Captain Marvel. Brie Larson, she's a cutie. No doubt about it. But I appreciate her for what it was. But she was attractive, no doubt. It didn't hurt knowing that my wife wanted to go see the movie. I was all right with it. Surprisingly, she didn't want to go see Aquaman. She missed out on it. And when I finally explained to her who was Aquaman, she said, oh, let's go see it. I said, sorry, it's out of the theater, but you didn't want to listen. I was just looking for an excuse to get out of the house, but she didn't want to go. But anyway, should be it. So, simple guy. That's it. I believe what I believe, and that's all that I believe. Prove me wrong. What did Loose Change, that documentary, prove? It proved that those kids are wonderful Hollywood producers, and they should get jobs in Hollywood. It's one thing to ask the question, but when you have to redo your documentary because your claims are proven to be wrong, and then you alter your claim, How many times has loose change been done now? 8 times? Story changes. 9/11 didn't. Already happened. It's done. We know what happened. We got caught with our pants down that day. It's a very sad day. And yes, we got them on May 1st, 2011. We did. I did believe for a while in my youth that there was a conspiracy, John F. Kennedy. But being that I am a munitions maven myself, yeah, I can see that Lee Harvey Oswald took the shot and did it. I do know that about the third shot, you know, I believed in the magic bullet theory, guys. We really do, because when you watch the JFK movie, it's really, forgive me for saying, it's very graphic, but it's very clear on how they explain the magic bullet. And it lends credence. But what happened was no one knew the exact specs to the presidential limo. And when we were able to get the specs within the last 10 years, someone redid it and adjusted the height of where Kennedy was. And when they reenacted everything, there was no more magic bullets. The physics were right. It was proven to me. And I believed for the longest time. But anyway, Pearl Harbor, that's another one altogether different. We can talk about that one. But, yeah, it's sad what happened. Folks, the reality is that we don't live in a movie. We live in reality, or what we make of as being reality. That's why we have movies and books, because they're much more entertaining. Unlike life, unless we make it as such. But that's another thing for another story. So we're going to call it at this point. We did go the full 30 minutes. I'm happy for that. I want to thank you for joining me again. Gave you a little bit of insight into me again. You know where I stand. And we're going to be getting into the political game, because the political season's coming, and it's coming fast. You know we love to talk about it here. So we'll see you guys very soon. I guess we'll see you guys on the other side. Oh, Masahiro Tanaka pitched a 2-hit, 10-strikeout shutout. Woohoo! Yankees win. All right. We'll leave it at that. Guys, peace! Are we going to shut it down? I said peace already. Oh, come on. Man, how many files do I have? Yeah, way too much. We're done. All right, let's get out of here. Today.